Today's daf is Makas Daf Tezayin, and today's daf is sponsored today by Shandy Fuchs, Lili Nishmas, her grandmother Esther Malka, whose yard site is today on Ches Tammuz, and may she be a Melitz Yosher for all of Klal Yisrael, and in honor of her daughter Esti, who's named for her and is celebrating her bat mitzvah today, Mazel Tov. So thank you, Shandy Fuchs, for the sponsorship. Okay. We are on Tezvav Amabez. Let's start with four lines from the bottom on Tezvav Amabez. The Gemara had just brought up the sugya of Hasra'as Safek. So there are various types of Hasra'as Safek. What binds them all together is that it's a case where one gives warning, and there are certain factors that dictate that the Avera might not occur right after the Hasra. Besides the fact that the person might choose not to do it. That's regular Hasra. I tell you, don't be Mechal Shabbos, the person could always choose not to do it. The issue here is that there are other reasons that he might not choose to do it. Maybe he'll forget. Hasra Safik, if it's too far in advance, is called Hasra Safik because the person might forget. Or even if he does it, maybe it's not really the Avera for a different reason, which we'll see a case like that in a couple of minutes. So that's Hasra Safik. Any type of time there's a case of Hasra where there's a built-in doubt that the Avera might not really be the Avera. So the Gemara had just quoted this as a machlokas between two different opinions, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Gemara says, "Va'azli l'tamayu." Maybe they're lishitaso. The itmar, because the brisus, machlokas amoraim says, "Shvua shochel kikar ze hayom va'avar hayom v'lo achla." A shvua is discussed at more length in Masechta Shvuos. Hashem in the summer of Masechta. Somebody says, "I take a shvua. I swear that I will eat this cookie today. I swear that I'll eat the cookie today." And then the day goes by and he doesn't eat the cookie. So what type of Avera is that? Is that an Avera that you get Malkus for or not? That's a Machlokas. So it's an Avera for sure. But Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shlakash Dami Shravayu, Eino Loke. Both agree for different reasons that you do not get Malkus in that case. If you do not eat the cookie. Why? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loke. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malkus. Mishum Tehavi Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. V'chol Lav She'ein Bo Maisa Eino Loke Nalav. It's Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. How do you violate by not eating the cookie? It's a lav shema maisa that I created, but it's still a lav shema maisa. The violation is by not eating, so therefore it is a lokan alav. Again, big sugi we've discussed in the past. How does one define a lav shema maisa? What's the category here? Isser shvua? What if I took a shvua the opposite way? I swear that I won't eat the cookie today, and then I eat the cookie. So that's a lav shema maisa. This is a lav shema maisa. If you have one type of aver that you could violate with an action, without an action, what is that considered? Right? What the Gemara discusses, chasima, muzzling, the avera that's discussed, the source for all malchus. So I could be chosem without an action or with an action. I could scream at the animal, right? And prevent the animal from eating. That's chasima bakol. That's a muzzling with my voice. Or I could actually put a muzzle on the animal. So is that a lav shema maisa? Ema maisa machlokas rishonim. How is it defined? Here the lav is for dibur. So you might say, you're suggesting that maybe every case of shvua. Is it for dibur? The isser is created through your dibur. But the avera is the result of what I did. Could be if the shvua was the other way, I swear that I won't eat it, then I eat it. Is that called a lav she'ema maisa? Right, the action, it's violated when I eat it. So that's, I just think it's a question. It's not, do you look at all shvuas in one category? Do you look at each one separately? That's the sugya. So Rabbi Yochanan says, at least in this case, you don't get malchus because it's a lav she'ein b'maisa, because the violation was by not eating. For Reish Lakish Amar, ein oloke, also agrees, no malchus, mishum dahavi hasra safek. Reish Lakish says, no, because it was hasra, it's a case of hasra safek. Why is it hasra safek? Because when are you going to give it, you're going to give the hasra. You better eat this. You better eat it, otherwise you're going to violate it. And then what, he has 4 hours to eat it. It's 4 hours. Any time where there is not a specific moment in time that you could say, right now, you got to do it or not, it's for a long, extended period of time. That's going to be Hasra Safek. Because at any moment, it's not a defined moment in time to do the Avera or not to do the Avera. That's why that's another example of Hasra Safek. The call Hasra Safek, Lo Shema Hasra. And any type of Hasra Safek, Hasra, where there's some other doubt in mind involved in the case, another factor, that is not called a good Hasra. That is not called Hasra, and therefore the person will be Pater. Says Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, Vitravayu Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. They both get their shita and get the basis for their opinion from Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says an opinion, Rabbi Yehuda the Tana says an opinion, and these Machlokas, this Machlokas Amaram is what is Rabbi Yehuda based on? They each argue about that. Titania, because the Brisa says, Velosa sir mimenu ad boker, ba boker, fanos mimenu ad boker, ba ish disrofu, vachulu, the iser of no sar. You're not allowed to leave over a carbon after the proper time, and if you left it over, you have to burn it. Right? The iser darais of leaving over no sar, and the mitzvah of srefas no sar. Says the Gemara, Baha kaz, says of Yehuda, Baha kasav litain asay achalos asay. Lomar she'en lokan alav, div Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's statement. You don't get malchus by the iser of no sar. The question is, why not? Why don't you get malchus? So it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan diyek hakeh. Rabbi Yochanan makes the following diyek. Taima de ba hakasav. The reason that you don't get malchus for no sar is because the pasuk comes and tells me. Halo ba hakasav lokeh. If the pasuk wouldn't have gone out of its way to tell me a special din by no sar, I would have gotten malchus by the Isser of Nosar. Even though Nosar is what type of case? Alma, Hasra, Safik, Shema, Hasra. Nosar is Hasra, Safik. Again, it's another example where you have a whole day to burn it. You have a whole day to eat it. Only the last moment, once you don't burn it, once you don't eat it, you don't burn it on the Mizbeach, you don't eat it. So that's going to be the Isser. So again, it's a case of Hasra, Safik. So you would have gotten Malchus had the Torah not come along and given you a special limud. That's what Yochanan's did. And Reish Lakish diyekacher. Reish Lakish says the opposite, a different pshat. Time at the Baal Kasuf. The only reason you do not get Malchus for no sir is because the pasuk tells me. Ha blo Baal Kasuf loke. If the pasuk wouldn't have had the special din, you do get Malchus. Alma lav she'en ba maisa loke na love. So what do you say? Because the lav she'en ba maisa, which you would have gotten Malchus for normally, but here the special din is you don't get Malchus. So that's the din. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both learned their shitos from this case. Rabbi Yochanan Dafka says Reish Lakish says it's a case of Lav Shei Mamaisa, meaning he has no source that Hasra Safik would be Shema Hasra. And therefore, that's why we think it's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, about Hasra Safik, Shema Hasra or not. Okay, 2 points that come up in this sugya. There is a Turei Evan, Shagas Aryeh. Turei Evan writes in Chagiga, discussing the Isser of Nosar. Tez Zayin and Mabez in Mesachas Chagiga. Turei Evan says, how does one define, you can ask it as a question, is the mitzvah of Nosar, of burning Nosar, we're talking about the Isser here, what about the mitzvah of Nosar, is that a mitzvah of Seishas Van Groma? That's his question. How does one define a mitzvah of Seishas Van Groma? So we know certain ones are for sure Zvan Gromas. Mat is a Zvan Groma. Right, but there's a special limud, comparing it to chametz. But matzah is a zman grama. Other examples of zman gramas, lulav, etc. What about burning nosar? Burning nosar is only by yom. So is that a zman grama? The Turei Evan is b'chadish, that it's not a zman grama. A zman grama means where you have a mitzvah today that will not be there tomorrow. It won't be there tomorrow. It's a different mitzvah. And it's not going to exist tonight. And I don't know what it is tonight. Tomorrow, it's not going to be the same mitzvah. Lulav, today is one mitzvah, but tomorrow is a different mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah that continues. If I shake a lulav today, I have to shake a lulav tomorrow. It's not that's a zman grama. We have a separate mitzvah every moment in time with a break in the middle. It's not Yom HaValayla. That's a zman grama. Lo kashamidi, says the Turei Evan. The lohavi mitzvah says zman grama, ela kol hecha, shahazmana kavua lahu kavua va'omeid, be'inyin kisha'avar hazman, azdala lagamre. Ubatla mitzvasa, v'yein latashlumin me'ata, kishofer sukkah v'lulav chagiga re'iyah. Like all of those. But let's say he's talking about smicha, and then he discusses also nosar. What if you have smicha leading on an animal and nosar? Is that a zman grama? If I don't burn it today, you know what? You're right, I can't burn it at night. But that's just because the lila is mufka from the mitzvah. Tomorrow, it's a new mitzvah? It was the same mitzvah I didn't do yesterday. The same mitzvah comes today. That's not called a zman grama. If you have a mitzvah that starts, but it does not have an end, and it just continues, that's not called a zman grama. Avagabi smicha, hakviyas van shekava torah lemitzvaso by yom dafka, velo balayla, ain a layla mevatel mitzvaso lagamrei, ela mafsekes. It's a the lila is a mafsik. It's not a mevatel, right? The halila atzma ain't a ruila smicha, aval ain't a mevatelas chiyav mitzvah smicha mevaylam legamre. When it gets to the next day, chozer v'neir, and the mitzvah comes back, and then he says the other raya is no sar. Our gemara, he quotes our gemara. He says if women were pturos from this gemara, then the whole sugya of lav sheim amaisa and lav hasra safek, the gemara could have quoted. There's a difference between men and women. In the whole sugya, the Gemara doesn't. It must be, he thinks, in his opinion, that the mitzvah of Srifas Nosar is not a Zman Grama. Because you have to burn it today. If you don't burn it today, you have to burn it tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. The mitzvah is Chozer V'neir. That is the, right, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Tavli Taima, the Ein Lokan Alam, Mishim Tavi Lafshi Nita Glasei, Lafshi Mamaisa, Lafizeh. He says you should be more Machmer by one, not by the other. Anyway, that is the Turei Evan discussing our Gemara and discussing Smicha. Smicha and Nosar. The sugya also comes up. Where does it come up? In the sugya in Maseches Kedushin. Maseches Kedushin, Daf Lamed, Hey, Lamed Vav, where the Gemara discusses Bris Milah. It's a special din that a woman is excluded from Bris Milah. Ask the Rishonim there. Bris Milah, what do you need a pasuk to exclude women? It says, Man Grama. Bris Milah is Bayom Velo Balayla. So there's many answers, fascinating answers given by the Rishonim. Maybe you would have thought that Milah, it's not just the act, it's the Hisaskus. It's everything getting ready up to the Milah. That's what the Tosfos Rid there says. Or maybe Mila has a punishment too. That's kares. You would have thought differently. But this is another answer. It could be that the mitzvah today is the same mitzvah tomorrow, the next day, the next day. Therefore, also, it's not a Zman Grub. It has a starting point, but it does not have an ending point. The other sugya, this, I mean, the sugya of defining Zman Grum has come up in various contexts. I think we discussed at one point also, last night, Yonah Dioma, Kiddush Levana. So there is a minhag that women don't do Kiddush Levana. Anybody have you seen a woman do Kiddush Levana? Not only because they're not in shul by Myrif, but there's a minhag. The Magen Avraham quotes that women don't do Kiddush Levana. Why not? So the Magen Avraham says, from the Shlach HaKadosh, she quotes, because they caused the Levana to get smaller. So it's not appropriate. Him Garmu B'Gama Levana. What does that mean? So it's probably something to do with Chava. We're not exactly sure what the Shlach means. Right? We always blame it on Chava. Right? So something with the moon and the eating from the tree. Question that the Yachronim ask is, or Shlomo Kluger, on that Shulchan Aruch, on that Magen Avraham, why don't we just say it's a Zman Grama? That's why they don't do it. It's a Zman Grama, it's only in the first half of the month. So, Shlomo Kluger says, maybe it's not a Zman Grama. Why? Because a Zman Grama means where there's something that exists always, and it's only a mitzvah at certain times. There's a lulav, I can think of a lulav today, but it's not a mitzvah to shake a lulav today. Tomorrow, Sukkot, I take a lulav, I shake it, that's a Zman Grama, where the Zman causes the object to become a mitzvah. But if an object or a mitzias only exists at a certain time, that's not Zman Grama. That's not Zman Grama to the mitzvah, that's the Zman Grama to the mitzias. Kiddush Levana, the second half of the month, you know why it's not a mitzvah? Because the moon's not getting bigger. It's not that it exists, but it's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to give a bracha to Hashem when the moon is getting bigger. But if the moon's not getting bigger, the hechitimsi of the mitzvah doesn't exist. That's not called the Zman Grama. That's where the homatzias doesn't exist. Lama davar doma. I don't remember if the Shlomo Kluger mentions this, or if Yochanan Fischer Prolau mentions this when he quotes the Shlomo Kluger. I don't remember which one. The other example is the Ramban. The Ramban writes that Sviras HaOmer is not a Zman Grama. Wow. If you would have any Zman Grammas, that would be it. It's not a Zman Grama. So some say it's a mistake in the Ramban. Ramban didn't mean it. It's used to say, Samach, hey, they thought it was Sfiras HaOmer, really it's Sfiras HaZava. They thought it's a mistake. But says, Rav Chaim Fischer Perlo, no. Sfiras HaOmer also. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to count from Pesach to Shavuos. That's the mitzvah. So today, the conditions of the mitzvah don't exist. That's not called a Zman Grama. So that's two discussions, one related to Nosar, of the Turei Evan, and the other related to Kiddush Levana and Sfiras HaOmer, just the definition of Zman Grama, we think it's Pashut. How do you define a Zman Grama? Oh, it's easy, time-bound mitzvah. But there are all these discussions exactly how to define it. That's one issue. The other issue just comes up at the end, and that is just Stira in the Rambam. Interesting Stira in the Rambam. When the Rambam discusses Nosar, the Rambam says, if you leave over meat of Karbanos without eating it, so then you do not get Malchus, because it is a Lav Hanitak La'asei. That's the Rambam. The Rambam in Psukli Mekdashim Perek Yudches Halacha Tes. The Rambam quotes that it is a Lav Hanitak La'asei, and that's why you don't get Malchus. The Kesef Mishnah, the Achmarim says, Lav Hanitak La'asei, why did he give the reason of our Gemara? It's Lav Shein B'Maisa. Lav Shein B'Maisa, he doesn't have to say Hazra Safek. Well, why doesn't he say the reason given in our Gemara? It's the Kesef Mishnah tries to find the case. It's more inclusive, but it's not so. It's not pasha because there are cases that are more inclusive in one direction and none in the other direction. So that's the one question that the Kesef Mishnah asks. The other question that the Mishnah Olmelech points out that many Achronim discuss is that the Rambam, by leaving over basar, not eating it in time, psar kachim, he says you don't get malchus because it's a lav anita glase, and by leaving over Carbon Pesach, he also says that, but by leaving over a murin, the fats that have to be burned, the Rambam says you don't get malchus because it is a lav she'ein bo maisa. So why, by leaving over meat, basar carbon, the Rambam says it's a lav nita glase? While leaving over a murin, he says it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. That's the seer that the Mishnah Lach asked. Why does he give different reasons? So says Reb Chaim, we'll have to come back to this, Reb Chaim, in Seder Kachim, and then we'll move on. Says Reb Chaim is quoted in his son Sefer on the Griz in Temura, Dav Dalet. Says Reb Chaim, there's a difference between leaving over meat and no sir of meat and no sir of a murin. No sir of meat, and he brings rise to this, we're not going to go into the rise now. Leaving over meat is directly, I'm putting a shame no sir on the meat. I am creating it. It's on the chefza. The lav of the emurin is more on the gavra. I am not allowed to leave over. I have to burn the meat. I have to burn the fats. The fats, not the meat. And if I don't burn the fats, I get an aveira. Memela, if I left it over, then the emurin become pasul to burn. But it's not directly on that. So that's why, when do you say there's a kazim of lav anita glase, say where there's a chefza that's problematic and you have to do something with it. Maybe gazelle. You have a chefza that doesn't belong to you, you have to return it. You have meat that has a chaloshim noser, you have to return it. But if the isser is on the gavra, like srefasi murin, you have to look at his rayas, so then that's why you wouldn't apply lav anita glase, you would apply lav she'ein bo maisa, which focuses on the person more. Okay, that's Reb Chaim with his rayas. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara. So Reish Lakish says it's a Hasra Safik issue. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Lav Shem Maisa issue. Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, right in the 12th line. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Nami Havade Hasra Safiku. Is it no sir both? This case of not burning no sir in time is both. So why does each sheet to only say one reason? Shouldn't they agree to the other one too? Isn't it a case of Hasra Safik? So shouldn't this prove that Hasra Safik is Hasra? So where is this? He holds like the other Rabbi Yehuda. Titania. This is the classic case of Hasra Safik coming up here. You have two people standing in front of you. One of them is your father. You're just not sure which one. How do you know? A woman gets divorced, and she gets married right after she gets divorced, and she has a baby a couple months later. You're not sure who the father is. So the guy's standing, and he has two people in front of him. One of them's his father, and he gives a smack to one of them, both of them. So I could stand here from today till tomorrow. Don't hit your father. Who's his father? He doesn't even know who his father is, maybe. That's Hasra Safik. Even with the Hasra, you might not violate. So, I hit one of them and then I hit the other one. Or I curse one and then I curse the other one. Or if I even hit them, Rashi says that means Tok Kedei Dibur. Right, Rashi elsewhere, another Sukhi comes up and says maybe you have both hands up and you go whack. Right, two hands. Right, Basachas. Or, Okilo Shema Basachas, Chayiv. In all those cases, the Tarakaba says Chayiv, meaning even though it's Hasra Safik. Right, let's do one after the other. Still, you're going to be putter. One of them is vade, correct. But the warning has to be right before you do the act of chayichiyamisa. If there's any hefsek involved, that's not a good asra. A hefsek. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'vasachas chayiv, v'zachas epater. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you do at the same time, fine. Then you're right, because then it's right after I did the warning. But if it's a break in the middle, v'zachas e, I'm going to be putter. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda there holds, hasra safek is lav shema asra. So that's what Reish Lakish would say. I hold like that, Rabbi Yehuda. That's not an issue of Hasra Safik. It's an issue of Lav She'ein. I'm sorry. Reish Lakish says, hold that Hasra Safik usually, he does not talk about that issue of Hasra Safik by no. Sorry, he talks about the issue of Lav She'ein B'maisa, but he will know that Hasra Safik is Lav Shmo Hasra. That is Reish Lakish's Shita. Let's just do the other side. Rabbi Yochanan Ami, Havadeh Lav She'ein B'maisa, who? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Lav Shem Maisa, therefore, doesn't no sir prove you get malchus for that? So he said, no, Husavar Lakia, he holds like the following, to Amr of Idi Baravin, Amr of Amram, Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Yochanan, Rabbi just brought Geula to the world by saying all those names. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Again, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Mishem Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Kalosa Se Shabbat Torah. Any love. Love Sheish Bamaisa. Lokan Alav. Love Sheim Bamaisa. Ain Lokan Alav. You don't get Malkus. He goes like that, Rabbi Yehuda. You don't get Malkus. Chutz Min Hanishba Umeimir Vamakalas Chaver B'Shem. Except for, what are the three exceptions of Love Sheim Bamaisa? You do get Malkus. Nishba swearing Meimir. Temura substituting animals one for the other of a carbon, and makalas chaver b'shem. Sources for that, why do you get malchus for those? That's discussed elsewhere. That's where you curse your friend with shem Hashem. All of those special limudim that one does get malchus. That's why each one has another Reb Yehuda to hold of. Says the Gemara, kasha Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda, so it's a stira. Right, Reb Yehuda says the shita, says the no sir halach up above, and then you have three Reb Yehudas. They all contradict each other. So Gemara says, no, either Shimon Lakish, trait that I leave with Rabbi Yehuda, or Shlakish would say it's a machlogas tanoim, e, Rabbi Yochanan, lokasha, hadide hadarabe. The second one is Rabbi Yehuda quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi Hagalili. So therefore, no stira. Period. Interesting Rambam, just to mention, whenever Tmura comes up, is there a Mamer? Tmura is when I have an animal, and then I decide I want to give a different animal. That's the Isra of Tmura. So the halacha is, the end of Bukhukosai, I'm not allowed to do that, and if I do that, they're both kadosh. That's the halacha of Tmura. Why is that? So the Rambam gives a Tama Mitzvah. The Rambam at the end of Sefer Karbanis, the last Rambam, the Rambam at the end of every Sefer in Mishnah Torah, he gives like a little, generally a hashkafic thought, even though it's not usual for Mishnah Torah. But the end of Hilchas Tmura, which is at the end of Hilchas Karbanis, the Rambam says, even though everything in Hilchas Karbanis is a chok, let me give you a little reason. What's the reason? Yireli. Says Rami Yirali, meaning he does have a source for this. Shezesha Amar Akasav, Vayahu Svaraso Yeh Kodesh. Why do we say by Tmura that both animals are Kodesh? Yor de Torah Lesof Machshavas Adam. The Torah went down, the Torah goes deep down into our minds. And Viksas Yitzro Hara. The Torah understands our Yitzhara. Shetivo Shel Adam Noteh, Laharbos Kinyano, Velachus HaMamono. Human nature is we try to be marba our physical and material assets. That's what we always try to do. The apapisha nader vehikdish. And even if I already promised, let's say I was noder in shul, it's my natia to try to get out of it. Did I really say that? Was it really? No, I didn't really mean that amount. I said I'll be like him, but I didn't mean him. I meant the first installment that he does. We always try to be more ahead there, try to, even after we promise something. So that's Tmura. After I promise a carbon, oh, I want to give a different one. Even if I say, oh, it's a better one, it doesn't matter. Low plug, we say, the Torah says, once you do this, you promise to do something good, the Torah says, that's it. You have to do it. The yitzro l'saki deyosav, v'rov dini ha-Torah, and all the dinim of the Torah, einon ela eitzo smei rachok. It's a beautiful Rambam. All the dinim of the Torah are advice from far away. Eitzo smei rachok, migodol ha-eitza. From the one who gives the best advice. L'saki na deus liyashik alamaisim. It's good Rambam to know by heart. Eitzos beirachok, migadol ha'eitzah, l'saki na deus liyashik alamaisim. That's the Rambam about the mitzvah of Tamura. The Avera and the mitzvah of Tamura. Okay, let's continue. Tanan Hasam, last skinny line, says the Mishnah in Meseches Chulin. There's a parak in Chulin, all about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. Says the Gemara. So we're talking more here, getting back to what we were discussing, what came up on yesterday's daf, which we'll see. Tan Hasam. Hanotel Eimal Abanim. Let's say I did not fulfill the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. I took the mother. I did not shoo away the bird, the kids, the babies. So the chicks. So I took the mother. So what's the halacha? Do I get malchus for that avera? Right, it says, there's a lashon of losa say there, but do I get malchus for that? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, loke veinu mishalech, loke, you do get malchus. That is not called the lavanita klase. Why? It says shalech l'shalachas aim. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds that means that's what you're supposed to do beforehand. You're supposed to say shalech l'shalach, the mother, but you didn't. Okay, you blew it. This is separate avera. Therefore, you do get malchus for this avera of not fulfilling shiluach hakan. Because shaleach, like Rashi says, is meikara mashma. V'chachavim amrim, no, mishaleach veino loke. No, send the mother away. It's a lava nita glase. Ze aklal, kol ha mitzvah slosa se shish bakum ase, ein chayav an alav. any lo saseh which you have, which is a nitak laseh, you have an aseh, so you don't get malchus. That was that lashon that we had. I think it came up on yesterday's daf at the end, the bottom of Yudalma Beis. Rashi says, whenever you have a lava nitak laseh, it's as if the Torah is telling you, you do this aveira, then this is the punishment. Do the mitzvah. This is the action that must be taken. And if this is the action, that means you don't get a separate onesh, this is the action that must be taken. What? Right, at the bottom of Yudalma Beis. That's what Rashi says, an important Rashi, about the svara for why lava nitak laseh does not get malchus. Okay, that is the rule that the Chachamim say. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and then when Rabbi Yochanan heard this, he made the following statement. Ein lanu ela zos v'od acheres. This and one other case are the only cases where you could be mevatel the asay and then get malchus. Yesterday, the sugya came up, what was called kimo v'lo kimo, bitlo v'lo bitlo. What was that? That was the sugya of, by a lava nitak laseh, do I have to fulfill the asay in order not to get malchus? Or... and if I don't fulfill the assay, I get malchus. Or do I have to be mevatel, the potential of fulfilling the assay? Which is even more than not just doing the assay. And what's a mevatel, the potential? So that's what I would get malchus. That's the sugi of kimo v'lo kimo, bitlo v'lo bitlo. That's the sugi I've had on this in yesterday's brisa. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I have to work this out with what Rabbi Yochanan said yesterday, that there's only two cases in the world that you can be mevatel the assay and then have to get malchus. This is one of them. This is one of them, says Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Rav Elazar Lahecha, where's the other one? So Amar Rav Chitishkach, I'm not telling you, go find it. Go find it. So Nafak Dok Vashkach, see, when I found it. The Tanya, Oni Shagiresh, somebody, Rachman Elazar, rapes a person, rapes a woman. Oni Shagiresh, so the halacha is Lo Siya Leisha. He has to then marry her if she wants. If she wants. Oni Shagiresh. We have to look at this in the context of, maybe it wasn't a full, maybe they were friends beforehand, and things just got a little out of hand. But it's not like, right, we would think, what kind of woman would want to marry this man? But, especially in a place where a woman now is now worried if anybody's going to want to marry her, and this is somebody she had a relationship before, whatever the case is, the Torah leaves it open for the woman's choice. So, one shagirei sho'im Yisrael hu machzir vein aloka. So there's a mitzvah for him to stay married forever. But let's say he divorced her. So, if he's a Jew, then he takes her back. Machzir, because he's allowed to be machzir grusha, so, and he does not get malchus. The ein aloke. V'im kohen hu, but if he's a kohen, loke v'ein machzir. If he's a kohen, he gets malchus, right? Because he cannot take her back. Machzir grusha, so. What? Oh, so the asidoch alosas, they might only work for the first, I'm sorry? Right, that's what Tosis discusses that on the yesterday's daf. But again, we don't say right the little Tosis. V'lekalamei on Tesvav Mabes. V'lekalamei Masi Asay V'dochi Los Asay. It's not an Asay Hashav Bakol. It's only an Asay that might not apply to all Kohanim and Yisraelim equally. Okay, so that's the machlokas that we have here. So it says the Gemara, Ha'ani Chalamat Tani Kimo V'lo Kimo. It fits in according to the one who says if you can't be Mekayim the Asay, so then you get Malkus. But you can't be Makai Machsagrush Velosi Elisha. Elamant Tani Bitzlo Velo Bitzlo. But according to the one who says you have to be Mavatel, right? Looking for that case, a Bishlo Gabi Shiloh Khan. So I understand Rabbi Yochanan's statement by Shiloh Khan. Mishkachazlo, you find it. Let's say you kill the birds. Right, there's a case where you cannot do it. Right, the fourth wide line of Rashi. Bitlo Kishashta. Right, you shechted the mother. You're not doing the assay anymore. Right? The mother's dead. Ela ones by ones, by the case of ones, how do you have a case where you're mevatel it, where you're mevatel it? So either katzla, if you kill the woman, right? So then you're going to be chayav misa. So what's the case? Or Rabbi Yochanan says there are two cases in the world that you can be mevatel the assay. The guard's going to ask, aren't there more? But there are two cases. The second one is this case of ones. So what's the case that you'd be mevatel it? If you kill, it'll be kibbeh b'drabimine. So Amar l'Rav Simi mechozna k'gon shekibbeh l'kiddushin me'acher. The man is her shliach to accept kiddushin for another man. So he causes her to be married. So memela, a woman can't be married to two men. So at that moment, he's mevatel the mitzvah. He causes her, he accepts kiddushin on her behalf. Good. Why, just one point.
Why is it that if the potential is erased through another means?
That's good enough. This is enough causing. the Chiddush is
here. He has to be mekabel the kiddushin. Let's say she just accepted kiddushin.
If she accepted, so then he was not mevatel it. You have to be mevatel it.
Why is that?
That's my relate to the following. I was about to say there is a machlokas we've shown him here. Bali Atosis versus the Chachmei Svar, the Ramban, the Ritva. When we say bitlo velo bitlo, what are you getting malchus for? It's interesting. So are you getting malchus for the original avera? Bitlo just removes the assay, but you're getting malchus the original avera, or are you getting malchus for being mevatel right now? This is the gemar of the avera, removing the opportunity for doing the assay. Tell you a big nafgamina. The Dibur Yechaskel, all the Achronim bring a raya from the line we just read that it's the later point. Because what does the gemar say? If you kill, it's killing the Ravimine. Killing the Ravimine, what do you mean? You did the avera for malchus last week. You're doing the killing now. Killing last week at the same time. It's a raya that the Rishonim that you're really getting malchus for right now for being mevata. At least the completion. The completion is for right now. Or how can the Gemara say kimle? Kimle has to be at the same time, right? So that might have to do with what you were just asking, right? Well, don't remember you just said that the
he has to be mevata.
Right, does he has to be mevata? Because part of the avera is he's doing it right now. Not just that it happens. If it's the original point, then for sure it could be somebody else. But the Rishonim that say that it's right now is also part of it. So that's the Dibur Yechezkel discusses that. If you want to look it up in Simen, where's my Dibur Yechezkel? Dibur Yechezkel Simen Chavav. Simen Chavav, he discusses that machlokas in our Gemara, but this he brings this as a raya. The fact that it applies kimle means it's from the later point. Okay, so where's he mevatel it? So he accepts kedushin for her from somebody else. Says the Gemara. Oh, Gemara's going to ask that right now. Amar Rav, Ishavite Shliach, Ikamvalele. 1 minute. If he is her Shliach, then Shluch is on the Kamoso. That she's being Mavatalit. He's a nothing. Right? He's just the Shliach. Shluch Kamoso, it's she's doing it. Ilo Shavite Shliach, and if he's not her Shliach, so Kol Kamine Velo Klumi. If she didn't make him a Shliach, then he's nothing. Then the Kedushin doesn't work. He can't accept Kedushin if he's not her Shliach. It's Bimanavshach. If he's a shliach, this Gemara is taking a very strong view of shlichus. If he's a shliach, then he basically disappears, and the woman is doing it. If he's not a shliach, then he can't do it. So what's the case that he is doing it? So the Gemara says, I'll come up with another case. Another case where the ones, shagiresh, is mevatel. Ela amar of simi min ahada, gon shehidira barabim. He made a neder, barabim, in public, that he's not allowed to get any hanah from her. So he can't marry her. That's what he did. Hidir barabim. Forget the kedushin case. Hidir barabim. So the Gemara says, okay, honey, chalamanta amar neder shu de barabim main lo afara. That works according to the manta amar that if you take such a neder in public, there is no getting out of it. There is no hafara. El lamanta amar yesh lo afara. But according to the one who says that there is hafara even for a neder taken in public, my ikalameimar. So then this is not called a bittol. Answer de madira la al das rabim. You didn't just do it in public, you did it on condition with the das of the rabim. Right, which is a stronger type of vow. Damar amemar hilchasa, nether shehudar birabim yesh lo hafara, al das rabim ein lo hafara. What does al das rabim mean? Rashi says here, second to last line, there was an avon, there was something halachically problematic here. That's why he took the nether. Second to last line, shematza av ba'avon da asuralo, v'hidir al das rabim al das bezdin. But there's some type of avera involved. Other Rishonim say they're not sure about that because of a Gemara that we're going to have as our number base. Just keep it in mind. That Shita of Rashi. Right? The Ritva says here, quotes other Shitas, that it's not Dafka with an avera is involved. It just means that you make it Aldas the Rabim. There's a Machlokas 2 days in the Ritva here whether Aldas Rabim includes Berabim. Doesn't Aldas Rabim have to be Berabim? Ritva has 2 days here. He said it sounds that way because if you look in the Gaonim Shitos, the language given is Pirush Rabbeinu Meir Halevi Kuncha Noder LaRabim VaAmar Al Daitchem Ani Noder. So says the Ritva, it sounds like they're there. You have to do it Bir Rabim. You're saying Al Daitchem. Because of Ramban Mashal Midvarav Shei Neder Al Das Rabim Ashi Hey Al Das Rabim U Bir Rabim Avolam Emam Im Rabim Ein Ivenam Sham Rabim Ein Klum. You can't be make a Neder Al Das Rabim. Meaning not just in public, a private nether in public, but al das with the das of everybody, the entire tzibur, right? So that's 2 days here in the Ritva. He quotes at the end that others say maybe not. It's just for that's al das rabbin, not bir rabbin. That's 2 days here. Okay, Says the Gemara continuing. The Suleka. So there's only, Rabbi Yochanan says there are only two cases that you can be Mevatel Liasai. And that for like the sheet is a bit love, a bit love. Shiloh HaKan and Ones, we figured out. There's no more. The Gemara is about to quote more. The Ha'ika Gezel. What about stealing? The Rachwana Amarlo Sigzel. The Gemara said, the Torah says don't steal. And Vejev is a Gzela. So basically to return the Gazel. What happens if I destroy the object? Is that bittel or mashkon? Certain cases I'm not allowed to take a mashkon. Right by the Almana case, hashef tashivlo haavod kavo hashemesh umishkachas labekiba velokimo bilov labitlo. Right, so those cases, can't you destroy that? You can be mekayim it. You can destroy it. Answer, which Asher said, hasam no kiba dechayv betashlumin ein loka mashalim. It's still, you're right, it switches from Olam HaNitak La'aseh to Olam HaNitak La'tashlumin. You still have a chiyuv, you can't destroy your chiyuv. So what if you destroy the object turns into money. But still, you can't totally destroy the possibility for the mitzvah, so therefore that's not one of the cases that Rabbi Yochanan mentions. Maskev L'Rav Zeira, another case. Ha'ika Mashkon Shel Ger. What about the Mashkon of a Ger? Umeis HaGer, you take the Mashkon of a Ger, and the Ger dies, and you don't return it. So there's no mitzvah. You're not going to have any money. Who are you going to return money to? So I said, no. There, hasam gavra bar tashluminhu. Vishibuda de gerhu de kapaka. Sounds like a lumdish line. The person still has to pay. He just doesn't have an address to pay to. The shibud to the ger is still there. There's just nobody to pay to. But the chiyav is still there.
I just say he wasn't mevatel.
Or if he wasn't or he himself wasn't mevatel. This is your case in Nafkamina. Here wasn't he didn't do it? It was the ger. Maybe that's what the Gemara is saying underneath. He wasn't mevatel. You're right. The chiyav disappears. The gaver is still mechuyav, but the shibud the ger is the kapaka. So maybe that's saying underneath that he didn't do it. He wasn't mevatel. So therefore, that's not a case. The Chazanish brings up another case. What about burning chametz? What about burning chametz? Is that an iser that you could destroy, that you could ruin? After all, we have a machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn chametz. What if you destroy it in a different way? So you were violated by your Rabbi Yematzeh, and you have an aseh that you were mevatel. The Gemara doesn't suggest that one. Or even according to the Chachamim, mefar v'zor l'ruach. Let's say you remove chametz from your rishus in some other way. Ask the Chazon Ish. V'hari chametz apesach nami mishkachas lei bebitlo shehita layam chametz kasheh v'lo pirer. You threw a whole piece of chametz. You are mefar v'zor l'ruach. Olu Rabbi Yehuda befir v'zor l'ruach. V'nireh. So he says a big achidish that we have to remember for Pesach time. V'nireh the aseh de tashbisu kol al shtei mitzvos. Everybody agrees. Right, you read the Mishnah Pesachim Daf Chaf Aleph, beginning of the second parak. You don't get this impression. But there it says, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn the chametz. The chametz say you have to scatter it, make crumble it up and scatter it. Says the Chazon Ish, that's a second layer. There's a first layer of the mitzvah of tashbisu. The first mitzvah of tashbisu is do anything to get it out of your rishus that you don't violate by Rabbi Yemasai. Rishon sheyotzi achametz beirshusu l'inyin ba'yira v'sagi b'hatol liyam below pirer ulahado l'mapoles. The old mitzvahs biur iser hana'a min ha'olam. Ubazen nechlekor b'yudah v'chachamim. There's a second level of mitzvahs that say what to do with the chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says Sreifa and the chametz say mefar v'azur l'ruach. But the baseline of the mitzvah of tashbisu is anyway, anything you have to do not to violate b'al yirah. So said the Chazon Ish, that's why the Gemara didn't bring it up here. Because that baseline is enough. Right, so there's no way to be mevatel the mitzvah of tashbisu. Because however you get rid of it is going to be a kiyum of that mitzvah of tashbisu. That's a chiddush of tashbisu, which it relates to a Reb Chaim in Hilchas Pesach, which we discussed a long time ago. V'ha'ika, second line. V'ha'ika peyo, what about the mitzvah of peyo? Leaving a corner of my field. D'rachmana amar lo tzachaleh pa'asot chabukos recha. Pasuk says, in Emor, you're not allowed to cut down the corner of your field. Le'aniv la'ger tazavosam. Leave it for the aniyim. D'mishkachas la'bakimu v'lokimu. Right? You could be mekayim that mitzvah. Bitlo v'lobityo. You could also be mevatelit. It's not how. The Mishnah says, in Meseches peyo. Mitzvahs peyo la'afresh men hakama. It's a mitzvah to be mafrish. Right, it's not really a mishnah, it's a brisa, but it's all about peyo. Lahafresh min hakama. So you have to take peyo when it's still attached, meaning leaving a part of my field that is still attached. That's the lechatchila mitzvah. Lo hefresh min hakama, mafresh min haomrim. Let's say you already cut down my whole field and I forgot. So leave a bundle for peyo. Lo hefresh min haomrim, mafresh min hakri. If I already brought my bundles into the silo, to leave it there, at shalom mirach, at least until I smooth it and make it into piles. Mercha, once I put it into piles, then before I give the payah, there's something else I have to do. Ma'aser v'nosin lo. Payah is pater for maestros. But once you do meruach, then you're chayav in maestros. So you still have to leave payah, but you have to take off maestros first, so that aniyim don't have to worry about it. That's all the Gebraisa says, though. You have to add in a line to understand the question. But if I do the next step, I grind it up into flour, no more payah. Shinui kone. That flour is now mine, there's no more mitzvah payah. So you see, if you grind it, you can be mevatel mitzvah. If you do something. So that's another example. You can be mevatel mitzvah. Says the Gemara, no. Kid Rabbi Yishmael. To Amar af mafresh b'nei Yisar. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, there's even a mitzvah to mevatel even after you ground it, even after you baked it into dough. There's still a mitzvah. You can never be mevatel it. Ayel Rabbi Yishmael nami mishkach lo to achal Yisar. What if you ate it? There's got to be some cutoff. If you ate it, you mevatel a mitzvah. Ella, you're right. Zos ha'odacher zaha. You're right. Go back to the Rabbi Yochanan's original statement. When Rabbi Yochanan said shiluach hakan in one other, this was the one other. Right? Not the case of ones, shagirish. This was the one other. Aval ones lo, what about the case of ones? What was our maskana? Our maskana was that he was madher al das rabim. No, don't forget that case. Why? To hecha the amrin al das rabim in lo afara. When do we say he cannot get out of it al das rabim? Lidvar harishus. There's only no afara when there's a dvar reshus. When it's stam, for no specific good reason. Aval dvar mitzvah, yesh lo afara. But if it's for a dvar mitzvah, there's even hafara for a neder al das rabim. Right? Even for a mitzvah. And here there's a mitzvah, lo si elisha. The problem is, didn't Rashi define al das rabim before as, there's an isser? There's an isser, so what do you mean? There's an isser here. What do you mean, lo si elisha? There's an avera involved also. So the Ritva says, no, Rashi must mean that he originally thought there was an avera. But it really wasn't an avera. He thought there was an avera, that's why he made the neder, but really it turns out that there wasn't. But
the Gemara here is saying that there's no possible case that the man himself could somehow cause the woman not to be able to remarry the woman?
Right, that's what the Gemara seems to say. There is no case that besides killing her, there is no case. Bida writes, if he marries another woman, he can still marry this woman. Right? A man can marry more than two wives.
Is that the case? There are no relatives that he might be able to marry?
Oh, marrying her sister. No, he can't marry your sister because he was already married because the sister was already also to him. Achos ishto. Can't marry while this woman's alive. The mother-in-law is also alive. The only isser we mentioned in the past that changes based on death is achos isha. Achos is the only arayis. So all the other arayis are usher forever. That's the Gemara is saying. There's no case. I think the Rishon discussed. What if he says, makes a nether? It's a neder that you're not one of these, some type of neder that hanas tashmi shechalai, something like that. But the Rishon discussed it, but the Gemara seems to be saying there's no case.
If he makes her
sterile. I'm sorry? If he makes her, but that's not related to the marriage. He said, well, see, at least she can still marry her. Continuing. So where else do you see that a neder, aldas rabim, can be made for because of a mitzvah? Kihada, who the makri darziki? There was a teacher, that be pasha biyanuke. That he was poshea with the children. What does that mean? Rashi said he hit them too much. The Ritva says he just didn't have enough patience for them. And Minigi Mehi was making a lot of mistakes. Adri Rav Acha. Rav Acha walked in. He saw this is the teacher. He made a neder. This teacher, forget about it. He's out of here. Right? He made a neder. This teacher cannot be involved anymore. But he happened to be one of the, right? He made some mistakes, but really he was a good teacher. So via Hadre, Ravina brought him back. There was nobody who was so medactic about that he was a good medaktik in a positive way. So you saw, even though that was a neder al das rabim, he was able to get out of it based on l'shem mitzvah. Good. Two dots. V'yochan avel shreifas shkatzim ramasim v'chulu. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, remember, listed off all the eluin alokin. So eating all the different non-kosher items. Amar of Yehuda haiman da'achol b'nasei debei karba. If somebody eats a little fish, little insect fish. But the bekarba found in cabbage. It was not a fish from the water. Bekarba, malkinan le, he gets malchus, mishum sheretz hashoretz al haaretz. Gets malchus. Haud achal benedet de bekarba, vinagdi Rabbi Yehuda gave him, not only did he pass in that way, that Rabbi Yehuda gave him malchus. That's Rashi. Rashi says, benete is a tola'as. It's really a worm, hanimseis bekruv. It's a worm that's found in cabbage. Ask Tosas, what's the chiddush? Obviously, it's a sheretz. That's on Ares. Of course, you're going to get Malchus. So Tosva says that he thinks the case is that it's a little fish that's found in swampy areas. But it's really found, it's not found in the water. It's found in wet, moist marshland. And the chiddush of the Gemara is, even though it has fins and scales, it's considered a land animal, and therefore it's treif. Because fins and scales are only kosher signs for a fish, for a water animal. But if you could find a land type of animal with a kosher signs for a fish, it's still going to be treif. That's the chiddush. Amazing chiddush, Tosfos says. Afilo achiloke, apagati havi b'mayim tahor. Says Tosfos, even though if it would be found in the water, it would be a tar animal. But still, it's non-kosher animal. That's what the Ritva also expands on, that chiddush of Tosfos. Amar Abaya, acha putisa loke arba. If somebody eats a putisa, pisa is a little sheretz hamayim, then he gets four malchus. So Rashi quotes all the psukim here, because it says four times in the Torah. Nemala, somebody eats an ant, loka chamish, five malchus, right? Five different isurim. Mishum sheretz, what's the one added? Mishum sheretz hasharetz ala aretz. Tzira, somebody eats a hornet, loka sheish. Mishum sheretz haof, right? It's also a bird, not just all the other categories of shratzim. Amar v'achoy, once we're talking about disgusting eating habits, hamasha es nekavav over mishum bal tashaksu. Somebody holds it in when they have to go to the bathroom, so they violate bal tashaksu. Bal tashaksu, you're not allowed to hold it in. Amar bibi rabaya, haiman deshasi bakarna deumna. If somebody drinks something with the horn that they used to bloodlet with, right? We had the corner of a horn they used to bloodlet, they let the blood out, using this horn, somebody drinks something from there, so that is ka'avar mishum bal tashaksu. It's disgusting. They use this for bloodletting, right? You don't right. So imagine if somebody has you think of a needle that was used to take somebody's blood, and you drink something so that's disgusting. That's the isra bal tashaksu. Big discussion. First of all, is that an isra d'oraisa or an isra d'rabanan? Bal tashaksu. It's a big sugya, which we'll start with it tomorrow. And then the big sugya is about davening. Somebody has to go to the bathroom when they have to daven. So when are they allowed to daven? When are they not allowed to daven? What happens if it comes up in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? I feel like I have to go to the bathroom. When do I have to stop? When do I have to continue? So we'll start with that tomorrow. Let's just finish up to the two dots first. Amar Rava Bar Bar Chuna Risek Tisha Nemalim. If I smash up nine ants, the Hevi Echad Chai, and there's one whole ant, live ant, the Hishlima L'Kezayis Loke Vav, and with that one live one, all of them are together at Kezayis, I get six Malkas. Hey Mishum Birya, that one whole ant we discussed last week is a Birya, so I get five Averis for that. V'yachar Mishum Kezayis Avela, and then your Mashlim, all the other ones, they have together for Kezayis. Rav Amar, V'yachar Nafilu Shnayim Behu, you don't need nine others, you can have two others and it. Rav Yossi Avamar, Nafilu Echad Behu, even one other. V'lo Pligi, Haber Avri, Haber Zitri. There's no Machlokas here, just depends on how big the ants are. So if you have a big ant that could even when it's smushed up, it could be mashlam to a kazayas, so that would be an issue too. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll start tomorrow with Baal Tashaksu. Okay, we'll continue. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Shady Fuchs, Lilu Nishmas, her grandmother, Esther Malko, whose yard site is today, Ches Tammuz, and may she be a Melissa Yosher for all of Klal Yisrael, and in honor of her daughter, Esti, who's named for her, and is celebrating her bar mitzvah today. Mazel tov. Okay, we'll continue Hashem again through Wednesday, where we're here, and then I'm traveling, so I'll have to take a little break by Hashem. The Daf Hashem will continue. We'll continue in the summer. B'li Neder. I have about a week off in the middle because I'm going to be traveling and then going up to camp. But Hashem, through Wednesday, we're still here online. Okay, we'll stop here.